the idea now is that many of you may be saying, well, we're seeing now in this so-called new age of awareness, even more and more negative things coming up, more and more violence on the planet, more and more dichotomy and polarity on the planet. Yes, because you're at the end of the age of the cycle of limitation. You don't have much time left in which to experience those things. You have to hurry up and get them all out on the table, get them out of your system, bring everything up to the surface so it's all transparent, so you can clearly see exactly what everyone believes, positive and negative, and make a determination for yourself what you want to choose. Nothing hidden any longer. Nothing hidden at all. The people that hate you and say so. And try to kill you. And say they enjoy doing it. And now you have an opportunity to simply recognize they have made a choice based on their beliefs, based on their definitions, and you can allow yourself to give value to the fact that their soul is learning from that experience, or will at some point learn from that experience. And you can simply recognize now it as a vibration that may not be your preference, and that can aid and assist you in making determinations as to how to relate to your world in a different way and change yourselves in such a manner that will really truly allow you to experience a different world. And here's the secret. It's not because the way you change will change others around you. It's because there are, and here it comes, pay attention, already existing an infinite number of parallel Earths, each of a different vibration representative of a different reality. And the vibration you change to will determine which Earth you experience that already contains the people that are already germane to that vibration. The people around you may seem to change, but that's an illusion of continuity, or they may not seem to change. The point is that eventually you will no longer interact with them, no longer experience them. You will wonder where they went. They may take themselves out in a variety of ways. They may do so by appearing to die. They may do so by simply disappearing from your life, and you never really know what happened to them. But the point is that eventually you will recognize that what you've done by changing yourself is you've simply shifted your consciousness to a parallel reality where those vibrations no longer can exist. You haven't changed them. And if you're still interacting with versions of them, that's what you're interacting with. You're interacting not with a changed person, you're interacting with a version of that person that already existed in that reality, that's germane to that reality. All these parallel realities already exist. Changing your world is not actually changing your world. It's leaving one world for another. Shifting your frequency to a different program that's already running on your giant TV of the universe. That's what it is, and that's why it is said, if you want to change anything in your world, all you have to actually do is change yourself. You will take yourself to a world where that change can be reflected to you, because that change already exists naturally in that world. And thus then the idea of giving positive meaning to your experience will allow you to extract a positive effect and a positive experience for yourself. Remember, we said the only thing that's real is experience. That's it. Everything else in that sense is simply a symbol, a reflection of experience. The only thing that's real is experience. Physical reality is not real empirically unto itself. There is no out there. There is no out there. That's the illusion. It's all here. It's all now.